USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The fight against the Dixie Fire is long from over as firefighters spent another day on the front lines of California's largest wildfire so far this season. Plumas County Sheriff Todd Johns.
As with many wildfires, we have seen erratic behavior with the Dixie Fire. The weather has cooperated for the last few days. That could change, and we are certainly not in the clear yet.
The Supreme Court is being asked to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19. It's the first time the High Court has been asked to weigh in on a vaccine mandate and comes as some corporations, states, and cities are also contemplating or have adopted vaccine requirements for workers or even to dine indoors. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.